So I'm sitting on the campsite at Scarborough. So I thought I'd do a bit of a rambly boo. It is 8:43 in the morning on a Friday. So I'm just observing the fellow campers. Just interested to see how other people camp, how other people spend their leisure time. So the part of the campsite I am is right next to the entrance. I'm on a basically bit of grass. Because I've chosen to not take an electric hookup. We're kind of out in the corner. Which is, to be honest, I'm happy with that. That's fine. So the couple next to me, I'd say they're retired. They must be retired. They've got a little hatchback car, Corsa. And they've been tenting for the last couple of nights in a little tiny tent. And then there's another guy. In fact, there was two. One's just walked off. There's a couple of backpackers. They're clearly doing probably, I would say, the Cleveland Way, which is one of the long-distance footpaths along the North Yorkshire coast. And a guy with his lightweight tent, there's another guy just packing his rucksack. And then there's a few van conversions, and there's lots of caravans, and there's lots of big motorhomes, there's small motorhomes. There's probably the trailer tent I saw the other day. Fascinating. It's fascinating, this hobby of ours. All the differences in the units. Most of them appear to be commercially produced camper vans. And obviously the caravans and motorhomes are. There was one chap next to me last night. He got some. He obviously done it himself. And there's a. I can't quite see where the registration plate's from. It's obviously foreign. Small plates. Possibly Italy or something like that. He's in a Volkswagen T5. And I was interested to think yesterday that I'm glad I didn't buy one of those. I was seriously looked at a Volkswagen T5. But I just, while I was making my tea last night, he basically unpacked most of his van to repack something. It took him about 3/4 of an hour to move everything out and then put everything back in. So whether he was repacking something or he was just having a sort out. But it doesn't look very much as though there's very much space in there. Not that I'm criticising, of course, each to his own. The geezer, he's carrying it on his back, so it just shows you the different ways that people do things. It's also interesting to see that, because this site's a fairly big one, there's three or four toilet and shower blocks, and even the people in the really expensive, massive Heimer. There was one when I first moved on the site. There was a big, it may have been a B-class Heimer, basically a big coach-built motorhome that would have had all the facilities on it. And they chose to use the shower block, I personally bought this with a shower to use the shower, and I've been using the shower on board. Maybe just me, I just don't like to use communal facilities. I don't know. So I don't know if this has been a rambling bit or not, I suppose it has. Just thinking about on-site different people and campers, and yeah, we'll call it a rambling bit, why not? I'm not technically rambling. So today's plan is to go leave this site and we're heading down to York for a couple of nights, and then we're off to Northumberland. So maybe we'll catch you at some point either in York or in Northumberland. Who knows?